So we can welcome Kat Kelly, the fantastic director of Folk Weekend Oxford. Hello.
Thank you. Hi.
This looks like it's going to be a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, it should be really good. I've got loads on.
And has it been long in the making? Have you been working on this since the last one finished?
Pretty much, yeah. I think I booked some of the venues the day after we finished the last one.
What a journey.
Yes, it's quite epic.
And what's your personal highlight going to be, do you think?
It's hard to pick just one, to be honest, because there's so many really good things on. There's really kind of something for everybody, so whether you like Kaylee's or whether you like just jumping up and down, whether you want to sit and watch a concert or go to a family event or do some craft, or there's a village fete in Gloucester Green.
Oh, lovely.
Loads of Morris dancing to watch. There's just absolutely tons of stuff.
Brilliant.
All over the place.
And if you had advice for someone who'd never taken part in any folk music at all, where would you say they should start?
I reckon a good place to start would be the free stuff that we've got going on around town. So in the old fire station gallery, we've got a whole stage there which is completely free, and actually it's all Oxford performers, or Oxfordshire performers as well, so you can go and kind of get a feel for what sort of music is on and then have a look in the programme, and you'll be able to read all about the different artists that are playing everywhere else and then see what sort of thing you might like to try.
Brilliant.
You can buy a ticket for events individually, so you don't have to just buy a ticket for the whole weekend. You can kind of pick and choose what you'd like to go to.
Wonderful. So you can dip your toes in and see how it feels.
Absolutely. Perfect. Yeah.
And it seems like you've got a lot of very local things happening, and that sounds like a lovely way to build a festival. How important do you think is geography in folk music?
For me, it's really important, and we set out specifically with that aim when we built Folk Weekend up 3 years ago. Now this is our third festival. We wanted it to be like a celebration, really, and a sort of a showcase of everything that goes on in Oxford and Oxfordshire all year round, because it's not like this is just one thing that happens one weekend of the year. This is stuff that's in people's lives all the time, whether they're going to band practice, whether they're going to an informal session every week, every month or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the locality of it and the fact that it's in Oxford and it's in the beautiful architecture of the city, in around some really interesting venues, we wanted to really make Oxford our unique selling point, and really celebrate it, because there's lots to celebrate. Mm-hmm. You can go to any other folk festival around the country and you can see the headliners, but we've got really amazing musicians locally, and so we wanted to show them off as well.
Fabulous. That's a lovely, lovely thing. And for me, a really big part of folk music is the fact that you can partake in it.
So yeah.
That's a lovely aspect of this festival too. There's loads that you can be part of and not just consume.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got tons of workshops running. We've got John Fletcher running a guitar workshop, and he plays with Magpie Lane. And he's also a solo artist, so he's performing as well. He's a really good guitarist. We've got Lester Simpson coming down from Derby, who is just an adorable man and a wonderful singer, part of Coop Boys and Simpson. Mm-hmm. He's doing singing workshops. And we've also got our local man choir coming along to do a workshop. So if there's any blokes out there who have always secretly hankered after having a go at singing but not quite knowing how to start, then Philip Reed, he's from the Spooky Men's Chorale. He leads a man choir in Oxford, and they will be coming along and performing and also singing workshops and stuff.
Wonderful.
So you can join in.
And what a lovely mix to be able to see someone on stage and then learn from them.
Yeah.
Straight from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Wonderful. So the Folk Festival's running from Friday until Sunday evening, is
that
right?
That's right, yeah.
And where's the ticket office? Where can people go and get their wristbands?
At the moment, it's online, sales online. They come off sale on the website Friday at midday. And then the box office opens at the old fire station at 6 p.m. that mm-hmm. evening, and then it'll be open there for the duration of the festival.
Brilliant.
But people can go to the website at www.folkweekendoxford.co.uk, and they can buy all the tickets on there. There's no booking fees or anything.
Brilliant. And then as soon as the festival begins, the hub will be the old fire station.
So yeah, that's
right. If you want information, you can go along and
That's right. And you can your tickets get emailed through to you, and you just go along and swap them for a wristband. There'll be sessions in the bar. So, yeah, lots to do, lots going on.
Fabulous. Well, thank you ever so much for coming along, and good luck with the festival.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
See you there.
Yeah.